This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Needless to mention that the planet is riddled with turbulence, with anarchy, lawlessness, exploitation, abuse, and the list continues. And sometimes a person wonders that if I want to make a positive change, where do I start from? Well, here I give you, my brother, a golden principle and a prophetic formula. And if we can implement it and execute it, I promise you, we can definitely change the world for the better. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comprehensive in words, voluminous in meaning. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you is a true believer until and unless you love for your brother what you love for yourself. So humans, by our very design, intrinsically, we want the best for ourselves. We will not settle on second best. We want the superior, the best. In a like manner, desire the best for your brother. If you tell your employee that, you know what, I've given you a decent salary, pause for a moment and ask yourself, if this salary was given to you with the hours in which he is working, would you define this as good and excellent? Well, if it is good for you, then great, wonderful. But more than often, you would realize that what you consider to be good for others, if you were on the receiving end of that, you will not be comfortable to receive it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the third juz that spend from the best of the wealth that Allah has given you. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. That do not intend donating your inferior items. Spend the best of what you have. Now the question mark or the question is, what is inferior and what is superior? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that same approach in psychology. وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ. That which you will not accept. If somebody pays you or gives you an item and an article and he says, no, I'm not going to accept this here. This is of inferior quality. I cannot accept this. If you cannot accept it for yourself, then how do you give that for Allah? There is a verse in the fourth juz, in the fourth chapter, verse number 9, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the guardians of the orphans, Allah says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. That the guardians of the orphans should fear Allah in the matter of the orphans. And Allah says to them, لَوْ تَرَكُوا. Imagine for a moment, today you're a guardian, your brother has passed on, you've assumed the responsibility, but just reverse it and imagine for a moment, you're about to close your eyes and you've seen ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا, your helpless children around you. What would grip your heart at that moment and what desires you would have for your brothers to embrace these children? Well, now display that same affection for your nephews because your brother has moved on. And this is precisely what is captured in Bayanul Quran. هَذَا بَابٌ عَظِيمٌ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أَنَّهُ لَا يَرْضَى لِغَيْرِهِ مَا لَا يَرْضَى لِنَفْسِهِ. That this teaching of Islam is a fundamental and universal principle of this faith, that you will not accept anything less for your brother as you will not accept it for yourself. You want the best for your brother, you want the best for yourself, so give the best to your brother. By Allah, if we make this the benchmark of interacting with people, you will see the positive effect it will have around us and ripple effects around the globe. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.